Election 2011 coverage on Manx Radio, brought to you by PDMS.
And a man who's acted as a spokesman for many of the island's hoteliers over the years joins me in the studio this morning, Theo Flerby, one of four candidates in Douglas North. And he believes the next few years will be challenging ones for the island and difficult decisions will need to be taken. Good morning.
Good morning, James.
We know all that. Of course, we know it's going to be tough. How can you make a difference?
Well, I think one of the things that we need to do, and obviously I can't do that alone, and it's one of the things where I hope that a lot of fresh blood will come into the House of Keys and at this election, hopefully with some people with some business experience, because I think we could teach the government a little bit about how to run a business properly and how to deal with money and how to spend your money wisely.
I mean, £45 million we're going to lose over the next 3 years on top of what the income we've already lost. How would you deal with that?
We've lost a lot more. We've lost £350 million with the MEA disaster. We've lost...
How would you deal with it?
With the losses.
Generally, yeah.
Absolutely. You know, the way I would look at it is look at how the government could work more according to the principles and the standards that businesses do in the private sector. You do a business plan, you look at the return on investment of the money you spend. I think it's absolutely vital that we make sure that the cuts that we have to make, because it looks like we have to make some dramatic cuts, are done wisely, responsibly.
So how do you do that? How do you make government leaner and meaner whilst maintaining public services?
Well, we have to. Public services are important. We have to make sure that we realise that a nation's biggest asset is its people. So we have to make sure that we take care of them. So first of all, I would like to say we have to make sure that we keep health and education well funded. Absolutely vital. Then we have to look at how we can make government smaller, cheaper to run, leaner, meaner kind of government, and we have to make sure that government from now on spends its money wisely, because we've lost too much money. Much money's been squandered.
How has this administration, which is coming to the end of its tenure, done in your view?
I think the last 5 years have been very disappointing, actually. I think all these people we've put our faith in 5 years ago, the people that we voted for, have let us down dramatically. I've mentioned the MEA already, £350 million, lack of oversight that actually made that happen. We've got the reciprocal health agreement where this government more less was lost in the desert. We've had the so-called renegotiated VAT agreement where we are losing millions and millions of pounds.
I mean, they must have done something right there, because the UK were going to introduce it straight away, and at least the Isle of Man got it phased in over a couple of years, that reduction.
Well, you can call that an achievement, but I'm thinking, what could we have been a bit stronger there, maybe? Maybe we could have said, listen, the UK government, we're spending millions and millions of pounds in the UK. Maybe we should spend that money somewhere else, in Dublin or something.
Do you want the island to lead? Is independence an option? Do you want the island to lead rather than follow? Or is abrogation not realistic?
We have to look at it very, very carefully. It costs us money. So it means that we have to have proper investigation with regards to how we would benefit from abrogation. Independence, it sounds all fine and dandy, but we have to make sure that it's the right way to go. But one thing, if we ever want to go that route, I think it has to be decided by a referendum.
I mean, the trouble with leading is you can be first over the waterfall if you don't know exactly where you're heading, can't you?
Yeah, of course, you have to be careful. But with regards to a possible independence, we have to be very, very careful that it does not cost us more than just staying as we are.
Of course, big loss of bed spaces in the island, tourism close to your heart. In certain areas, all you can see is apartments, apartments, apartments. Are the days, TT being the exception, are the days of seeing Douglas Beach and the promenade packed out, are they long gone?
Well, the bucket and spade brigade that comes over for 14 days, we don't see that anymore. We've got now people that come over for 4 or 5 days. And I think we should beef up our efforts with regards to trying to make sure that the world knows that the Isle of Man is a good place to come for a few days, but also a good place to come and do business. We have to make sure that tourism could be one of the industries that actually will help us create more money, bring more money in. Because in all fairness, you know, every visit to the Isle of Man will generate about £300 to the Isle of Man economy.
No tourism title in the restructured departments now. Is that acceptance we've given up on many aspects of tourism?
It's a shame. I've mentioned when it was announced that it's going to be restructured, I mentioned that I was afraid it was going to be the desk in the cupboard, and it looks like it has become the desk in the cupboard, and that's a shame.
Just very quickly, who would you like to be the island's next chief minister?
Not me.
Anybody in particular?
I've got a few ideas.
Okay, we'll leave it at that. Theo Flerby, thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you, James.